This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network. The Specialty Produce app is the world's number one handheld resource on produce. The app features photographs, recipes, geography and history, taste and culinary applications on over 1,900 produce items. From apples to zapote, we've got your produce questions answered. Our app is available for both iPhone and Android. Download our app for free today.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Scout, the editor and curator behind the cultural lifestyle blog, Review by Scout, and welcome to my podcast, the smart, foxy, and curated roundtable for passionate women. Think of me as your cultural confidant. Let's get started, shall we? Hello, everybody. I am Scout, your host, and the curator behind The By Scout brand, which is a podcast, blog, and Instagram. Welcome to Podcast by Scout. I have Jordan Bostick, the founder of Influencer SEO today. But before we get into our interview, I just wanted to touch base because I'm going to Coachella this weekend. I usually forego Coachella since I hate crowds and I hate being stuck places and I hate being hot. All three things that beautifully make up Coachella, but my sister had an extra ticket and I decided to just go for it. In therapy, they call this opposite action. So you kind of take an action that's opposite from what you normally would, like going to the gym or being social. So this is my opposite action for the month. I am going to Coachella and I'm super stoked. But one more thing, I talked about this a little bit on my last podcast episode. I am hosting an event. So for all of you in San Diego, listen up. The event is called Haven by Scout. It's going to be on May 6th at 2 p.m. at Saffron and Sage, which if you haven't gone to Saffron and Sage, use this as an event, like as a reason to go there because it's the most beautiful, wellness, holistic, and spiritual place in San Diego right now. I kind of call it my home base. I go there for cupping, Reiki, and acupuncture every month, and it's been kind of my lifesaver. So anyways, what is Haven by Scout? Haven by Scout is a mental health panel. I'll be sharing a little bit of my experiences living with bipolar disorder. And then I have three badass babes on the panel. I have Kristen Smith, the founder of Saffron and Sage, who is a true, true visionary. If you want to learn more about her, you can go to episode number 14. She hopped on the podcast. I have Leah Kirpalani, the founder of ShopGood, which is a holistic, natural, organic beauty shop. She has an incredible story of mental health and healing herself through organic goods, which you can learn more about on podcast episode number 27. And we have Amy Pimensky, founder of Nourished Balance. So she takes a holistic and spiritual approach to nutrition and dieting, and she kind of brings that self-love aspect back in to the world of nutrition. So these three ladies, along with myself, are going to be on the panel, and we're just going to do a Q&A and chat about mental health. So if you want to come and get vulnerable and do some self-love and take a little care of yourself, you can email me to reserve your spot. We do have limited space. I think we only have space for like 14 people, so it's going to be a super intimate setting. So if you're interested in coming and live in San Diego and want to come see me and these other three amazing ladies, please email hello at reviewbyscout.com. That's H-E-L-L-O at R-E-V-U-E-B-Y-S-C-O-U-T.com. And I'll leave that email in the show notes. I'm really excited. I've been working on this for a long time. And I think it's you know, mental health is, we talk a lot about self-love, but we don't talk a lot about mental health. And I think the two go together so perfectly. So if this is something that you think you could benefit from, shoot me an email. Okay, let's get into it, shall we? Today's guest is Jordan Bostick from Influencer SEO. Jordan fell in love with all things related to growing a blog, SEO, social media, and earning authentic influence while working for Lauren Everts of The Skinny Confidential. Jordan has a background in web development and project management, specifically with building social networks and WordPress blogs. Most importantly, Jordan has a deep understanding of how influencers can increase their revenue through their blog, which is one of Influencer SEO's main goals through their SEO services. So without further ado, Jordan Bostick.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. And after hearing about your event, I feel like I might need to reserve one of those 14 spots.
Oh my gosh, I would love to have you there.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Oh, and I forgot to mention we have goodie bags for everybody. So we have a bunch of fun products for everybody who comes by.
Oh my gosh, well, count me in.
Yeah.
Especially after your Coachella weekend, it'll be perfect to just like take some time.
Decompress.
Yeah, slow down, cleanse a little.
Definitely need a cleanse after Coachella. You went to Coachella.
I didn't go to Coachella. I just went to the Revolve party, which it's offsite. It was actually at the Merv Griffin estate. I hope I'm saying that right.
Mm.
But actually one of my clients invited me, Erin Aishow from Revenge Bakery, if anyone knows her. She invited me, so I got to go and hang out, and it was actually really fun.
Was it fun?
Yeah,
pictures looked amazing.
It was honestly influencer content heaven. Like, yeah. I swear.
Didn't they have like a carousel or something?
They had a carousel. They had like old TVs stacked up. They had a car filled with flowers.
I saw that.
There was so many photo opportunities, and they had that Skinny Bitch pizza company.
Yeah, I've heard of them. When I saw that, I was like, ooh, I want some.
I was so excited about that. I'm not going to lie. The line was pretty long, but it was so worth it. It was delicious.
So you just went up for the party?
I just went for the party. I went with Erin and then came back.
Cool. That's also a nice way to do Coachella.
Yeah, it was in and out. I feel like I went to Coachella.
Yeah, that party looked like Coachella.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm so excited to have you on because we connected like maybe in November.
Yeah, it was.
And I just remember being on the phone with you and we talked for like 45 minutes about like weddings because you're also, I was engaged at the time, now married. You're engaged and about to get married. And so it was just cool to finally connect on the podcast.
I know. It's funny because when we were talking on the phone, we had so many things in common.
Yeah.
And I mean, now you're past the whole wedding planning and all that, and you're over the hump. I'm currently in full-fledged wedding planning
mode.
When's
your wedding?
September 22nd.
Oh, yeah, you're in the thick of it right now.
Still haven't sent save the dates, but...
I was so late on my save the dates, don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're okay.
Yeah, you're fine. Everyone that's important knows already. Save the dates are just like a formality.
Every time I see my friends, I verbally tell them all the dates. So
yeah.
I guess that counts.
You'll send the save the date and you'll send the invitation and people will still ask you when your wedding is. So
okay, good.
Be prepared for that one.
To all my friends listening, save the date, September 22nd.
There you go. Oh, I can't wait to see all the pictures.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Okay, so let's talk SEO.
Yay.
For those that don't know, what is influencer SEO?
So influencer SEO is an SEO service provider, but we only work with influencers. So it's SEO specifically designed for influencers, bloggers, content creators.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason that's important is because influencers are such a niche and they have specific goals, specific stresses, specific everything. So I just wanted to create an SEO service that was catered to them 100%. And it's only the things that they need. And we kind of drop the things that they don't need.
Interesting. I love that. I love that you're like shaving away at like the core. So for those that don't know and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? What is SEO?
So SEO, it literally stands for search engine optimization. And it's basically, in a nutshell, how you pop up in search results for various searches. So, you know, when you're on Google and you type something, when you're searching for something,
mm-hmm.
The things that pop up are not by mistake. They're based off of thousands and thousands of algorithms, basically, by Google or Yahoo or Bing. So we basically help you create content that is able to show up in those results, if that makes sense.
Got it.
So it's honestly the best way to grow your following and gain new fans, because if you think about it, it's not when you're searching online, usually you don't know the person or the blog or whatever, the website that mm-hmm. pops up, unless it's something really popular like Wikipedia. But so I consider it the best way to grow your following because it's most likely people that don't know you but are searching for various things online.
So they find exactly what they're looking for and therefore become a fan of the blog itself.
Exactly. So if they're searching for recipes and they happen to find your recipes and then they're like, whoa, this person's so cool and look at all this other great stuff they have on their mm-hmm. website. You're going to gain new fans versus just constantly trying to promote to your own following on Instagram or whatever.
Okay, so let's like put a name to SEO. We know what it is, but what does it look like? It's keywords, it's image naming. What are kind of the basics?
So I would definitely say those are the basics. So keyword research is a big part of it. Creating really readable, legible content that is, and that's not based off of the human standard. It's based off of the average internet user standard. So concise, short sentences, very easy to read content that's broken up into different paragraphs or even like bolded points. Just very easy to
digestible.
Read. Yeah, correct use of white space on a website. Honestly, it's the best thing to think about SEO is, or the best way to think about SEO is to think of it as what is the most valuable website? What is the most beautiful website? What is the most easy easy site to use and most user-friendly experience that has a lot of great value-added content on it? That's great SEO.
I didn't realize, like, the white space on the website. Like, that's so specific.
I mean, when you consider white space, it's, I mean, most blogs, they have kind of a generic, you know, you kind of know what they're going to look like. So I'd say most blogs are pretty good about using their white space. But when we talk about white space, we more mean, like, a very bad example would be if you've ever been to a website that has, like, a ton of links all over it and it's, like, really, really tiny and, like, tiny images. Like, that would be considered a poor use of white space, I guess.
Got it. Okay, so what is your individual background in SEO and website development?
So my background is I actually, right after college, I launched a political social network. It was, like, a debate platform.
Oh, yeah, you told me about this.
So it was really cool because it's actually, it's funny that it was for political bloggers, because I still work with bloggers today, just totally different. But it was basically a platform for people to, like, write news articles and debate each other. And so I first learned about SEO and specifically web design and how SEO is affected by web design when I was building that social network. And then I ended up working for Lauren at the Skinny Confidential because she had her Bombshell Body Guide, and that is actually built like a social network. So I went to go help with that. And then ended up working for her for a few years and got even more into SEO there. And I actually met, or I didn't meet him, but I worked with my business partner and influencer SEO, Terry Moncada, while working at the Skinny Confidential. He was helping us with her SEO. And the idea kind of sprouted of, oh my gosh, we should be offering, you know, SEO for influencers on a larger scale. And influencer SEO was born. So when I was working for Lauren, I always wanted to be my own boss again. That was kind of my goal originally. So it was kind of the perfect timing. I'd worked for a while, and I felt like it was finally my time to spread my wings, so
yeah,
to say.
Totally. So that's awesome. That's really awesome. Okay, so tell us about some of the services that you offer.
So we offer a few packages. We have three packages, and we offer three packages just because we basically want to be able to service all influencers at any level and at any income level. So we first have the optimized package, which is $99 a month. And we basically go in, install and configure SEO software for you, and then optimize 8 blog posts per month for you. So that's kind of like our most basic package. And it's basically designed to help you make sure that the content you're creating has its best chance at ranking. So you just know, like, okay, my SEO bases are covered on these posts and somebody's working on my on-site SEO for me and making sure that I'm creating content that's rankable. We'll do keyword research and basically, based off of what you wrote about, figure out what are the best keywords to optimize this post for.
Cool.
The strategize package is for the influencer that kind of wants to take it to the next level. So in that package, we'll do the optimization, but we'll also help you get really strategic about your content and target topics and target keywords that you can rank for, and basically help you build more organic traffic month by month. So, and then we have the top package, which is the publicized package, and that's more like getting you featured, booking collaborations with other brands, or not brands, other publishers, stuff like that.
Awesome. Okay, so let's say someone's listening here, they're an influencer, and they're like, count me in. Walk us through the process of initial content to kind of development of services.
So the very first thing that happens, and it kind of depends on which package you sign up for, but you would sign up through our website, super simple, and then in the optimized package, we pretty much just get started. All of our packages run from the first to the end of the month, just because we like to keep everything super simple and like easy to follow. Mm-hmm. So you always know, okay, my 8 posts are coming in between the 1st and the 30th or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In the strategized package, it's a little bit different. We send you like a full, what's called a start state. And it's basically like, okay, here's where you are at on day one. This is how many SEO errors are on your site. This is how many rankings you currently have. This is like an overall picture of where you're at now. And then every single week we send weekly reports
mm-hmm.
that show, I'm really big into like just showing how you add value. So every single,
that's awesome.
I mean, it's crazy because I feel like with the internet, everything is trackable and everything is so data driven. And we have Google Analytics. We have all these tools at our exposure. So, are at the tip of our fingertips. And a lot of times there isn't that, you know, people aren't really showcasing that. So I showcase that every single week. I send, this is how many keywords you've earned. This is like your where you're ranking on page one. Here's your traffic increase. Here's
cool.
just everything that you would want to know, basically.
That's amazing.
And we also, in the strategized package, we do like keyword research for you and share, we do blog post outlines. So it's like, okay, you're going to write about, let's just use like gluten-free recipes, for example. Mm-hmm. If you're going to write about gluten-free recipes, here are all the things you need to put in this post for Google to deem it valuable enough to rank. So it's scientific sources on how eating gluten, if you have celiac, is bad for you, or
mm-hmm.
Just different things of how it affects your body, or just all these different things that you should put in the post in order for Google to be like, okay, this is so informative, I'm going to rank it, basically.
That's awesome.
Well, and it's funny because people think that SEO, they don't understand, like, there's so much that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that I think people learn when they work with us, is that it's not just, is this post optimized? Or is this a good topic for a keyword? It's how much information did you put in that post? Did you put really, really informative things? And also, did you put things that people ranking for that keyword didn't put in it? Like, for example, using the same gluten-free recipe example, if somebody didn't put how eating gluten affects the body if they have celiac disease and you did, you will outrank them because you're providing more value.
That's crazy.
So it's all about value. I think one of my favorite things about SEO is that with every other platform, the algorithm is often looked at as like, this scary, oh my gosh, we hate the Instagram algorithm kind of thing.
Yeah, I hate the Instagram algorithm.
Yeah. Whereas Google really is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
They're really trying to showcase the best content, and what blogger doesn't want to create the best content mm-hmm. with, you know, the best user experience.
Yeah, that's, I love how you, I mean, I think you put it so perfectly. Instagram doesn't really want to help people anymore, but that's awesome that Google does want to help people and is working to get people's content in front of people's, you know, computer screens.
And something else people like a lot of, because all of my clients are influencers, I think on a daily basis, I'm constantly dealing with the, like, they're always worried about the Instagram algorithm. I mean, even yeah. you just said, you're like, oh, Instagram. And what's funny about that is most top influencers get far more traffic from Google than they do from all of their social networks combined.
Wow.
So
that's so powerful.
It's like, you know, Instagram might be an eighth of your traffic source,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like a lot of people are putting 120% into it.
Yeah.
And Google, it has so much more power for you, but I feel like no one's even worrying about it.
That's very true.
Which, and that's pretty much why I started influencer SEO, because I'm like, okay, this has so much value for mm-hmm. influencers and no one's doing it. And so I tell my clients, I'm like, this is so exciting for you because you're doing it and no one else is.
Yeah.
So you're at a huge advantage.
God, that's so, you're making me rethink my whole life right now. That's crazy. Maybe I should stop obsessing over Instagram.
I mean, Instagram's obviously important because...
Yeah. Well, it's like it's the portfolio.
Yeah. And also just, you know, those social mentions, how many followers you have, that's all a part of SEO as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely important. But yeah, I think the emphasis really should be on search because there's just so much more value there. And if you're an influencer listening and you're like, but I get most of my traffic from Instagram or I get most of my traffic from social networks, you don't look at that as a bad thing. Look at that as a huge opportunity, because what that means is that you have this huge potential that you haven't tapped into yet. And so if, like I said, if you're out there and you get all your traffic from social networks, it's time for you to focus on SEO, because you could be killing it.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of killing it, do you have any basic SEO tips you can dish out without ruining or, you know, uncovering all of your magic?
Yeah. Okay, so SEO tips, there's a ton. First and foremost, value-added content. The outfit posts aren't going to cut it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not. So if you have a way to spin your outfit posts, like a great example, if you're featuring a business casual outfit, don't just be like, here's my business casual outfit, please buy it. Instead, share some business tips and get really specific. Maybe it's how to deal with office culture or something like that. But get really specific and provide a lot of value. Second, definitely make sure that you are breaking up your content in a really legible way. You want to be using subheadings. I like to use all of them. Subheading 2 is probably like the one you want to put as your most important topic. And then throughout the rest of the post, break them up and use different ones. Like, I love to use subheading 5 or 6 for quotes or for important points you want to make that are kind of like standalone points. And then subheading 4, subheading 3 for subtopics, stuff like that. So you really want to just break up your content. And then what other SEO tips do I have? SSL certificates are really important, but I get nervous suggesting that to people because pretty much like 9 out of 10 times, if someone has an SSL certificate, at least in my experience working with influencers, they're usually installed incorrectly, which can create a lot of issues.
What's an SSL certificate?
Okay, so...
Back up.
So an SSL certificate is basically... It's basically a show to Google that your site is secure.
Okay.
So it basically is like, this is a safe, secure site, and they are pretty much required now. So you should have one, and also it should be installed correctly. So I see a lot of the time they're installed incorrectly, and then it basically looks like there's 2 different versions of your site.
One, oh, shit.
Yeah, one that's HTTP and one that's HTTPS, which is with the S is the secure one. So you want to make sure that it's installed correctly. And the hard thing about that is that to you, like to the naked eye, you probably wouldn't be able to tell. You have to look at it through like a programming perspective, because that's what Google looks at it as.
Got it.
So what we do is we basically run reports on your site, audits to basically see what Google sees. And then we can tell you if it's installed incorrectly or correctly.
I love how much you know your shit. It's like so it's so cool when you have a conversation with somebody and they're just going off on the topic that they know so much about and love. It's like it's a flow that you like to be involved with.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's always like, "Oh, you got to prepare," and like I have some notes here or whatever, but I haven't even looked at them once because
I know you're just going.
Well, hopefully I know my stuff. I mean, I'm working with people. I have a responsibility.
Yeah, totally. But I mean, you not only do you know your stuff really well, you speak with a certain passion about it. Like, you have a foundational excitement underneath you. And that's no matter what anyone's talking about, if someone has that, it's inspiring or it's engaging. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you. I mean, honestly, I am really inspired about this because I love to just see, people grow.
Like, yeah.
I think in this space, there's a lot of competition and there's a lot of confusion as far as like how to grow and how to actually move the needle. And everyone is so, you know, Instagram is like everyone's focus. So I love to just see the needle being moved, and I love to see people grow, and I love to see them booking more collabs and making more money. And that's just like, that's my jam.
Yeah.
I think if there's anything I've learned about myself from, you know, doing my social network and then working for The Skinny Confidential to what I'm doing now, it's that my why or the reason, like what makes me passionate is just being able to show people that I help them or show that I'm adding value. And so, and that's, again, that's why I show the weekly results, because I want my clients to be so aware of the value that I'm bringing them. 'Cause I guess that's my why.
I love that you have to have a why.
I completely agree.
You have to have a why or else nothing falls into place without it.
Yeah. I was going to give some more SEO tips too.
Oh, keep going.
The other one, well, actually, and this is kind of like, it's a tip, but it's also like a public service announcement, I guess. Because everyone, I think the most, for influencers at least, the most common like SEO plugin is Yoast, which is great. I install Yoast on all of my client sites, but I do want to just let people know that installing Yoast isn't going to like move the needle. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, depending on how your site is built, it can actually harm your site more than help. So you need to actually, and it's not going to be it's not so harmful or anything, but it's just not going to make any difference. You want to actually install it and then configure it for your specific site. So I think that's just something to note, because I think a lot of people are like, oh, I got Yoast, and so I'm ready to go. I'm filling in my focus keywords, and that's not the case.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I always see Yoast on WordPress, and I always wonder how much it does.
It does help because it really helps because you can fill out your meta descriptions. Mm-hmm. And those are really useful, A, because they help for SEO, but also they help with your click-through rate. So if you have this awesome meta description and this awesome title, people searching on Google will read that and want to click on your post.
Okay, got it.
So this is the SEO tip, I guess. If you're doing your meta descriptions, don't try to like keyword stuff and get all crazy there. Just try to write something that is like super interesting that somebody would want to click on.
Okay, so more of an engaging sentence.
Yeah.
I love that.
You want to put your main focus keyword in there, but you want it to be something that people are like, oh my gosh, I have to read this.
Yeah, something that really pulls the reader in.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a game. I do this sometimes, and I'm always hesitant on calling it a game, but whatever. Okay, so I'm going to say something, and you're going to say the first thing that comes into your mind.
Okay.
Ready?
Oh, man, I'm always so bad at these kinds of games.
I know, but the funniest stuff comes out, or like the best stuff comes out, you know what I mean?
Okay, let's do it.
Blogging.
Influencers.
Okay, but that's the same. I guess that's not. Okay, we'll let it
play. Fine, I'll change it to SEO. Because that was what I thought of after I first spit that out.
Perfect. Okay, we'll go with SEO. Okay, next one. SEO.
Bloggers.
They're all going to be the same, I have a feeling. Content.
Creation.
That's good. Hustle.
Ooh. Nothing came to mind. Actually, work came to mind. I actually feel like I have to explain this one. Work is what came to mind. And I feel like because everyone is like, you got to hustle. But sometimes hustle isn't enough. Like,
yeah,
it's not just like hustling. It's actually doing the stuff that sucks. Like it's work.
Doing it well.
Yeah. It's not just like, oh, I'm out there hustling. You got to do the stuff you don't like to.
It's not glamorous.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last one, entrepreneurship.
Myself. Is that weird?
No, that's perfect.
I'm like, is that strange?
No, that's perfect. That's what I think. I think of myself when I think of the word entrepreneurship.
I mean, I feel like every entrepreneur isn't an entrepreneur unless they've failed once. And I have failed.
I have failed. I failed a few times.
Failing is so good for you. Honestly, like I look back at my first business and I did the whole like raise money and do that whole
same
thing.
That's what I did too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I need to hear the entire story.
We have so much in common.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a Kickstarter campaign.
Oh, Kickstarters, that can be hard. How did that go?
It worked. We raised $10,000.
Oh my gosh, good for you.
Yeah.
That's a successful one because I feel like they're either successful or they're not.
Really, and mostly not.
Yeah, so you obviously did it right.
Yeah. I put a little bit of money in at the end just to make it to the finish line, but mostly we raised most of the $10,000.
Yeah, so as somebody who's gone through it, you know, like that's such, failure is a gnarly process, which
yeah.
I always tell my fiance, I'm like, eventually I want to write a book about what it feels like when you're like in failure. Because everyone always talks about how to get out of it. But I really do feel like it kind of changes your mindset.
It does. And I think this is going to sound really corny, but it's what you do with your failure that sets your path going. Like failure can easily keep you down and not let you touch entrepreneurship with a 10-foot pole. Or it can drive you to do something else and do it right the next time.
Yeah, and on that point, the stuff that you learn, if you are capable of like taking it with you, is so valuable. Like,
yeah,
one thing I for sure learned is that I am not good at like the businessy things.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned I had to find someone to help me with that. And luckily my fiance is he's been an operations person for like forever. He loves all that stuff. Like,
I love operations.
Oh my gosh, you too. I get something in common. You and Nico can talk about operations and operations. Strategy.
I was a director of operations for a women's media site that I co-founded, and it was awesome.
Okay, so you guys are great at that. I am not. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. We can do this. That's fine. Like, I'll spend time like helping everyone. I'm just like, whatever. And then he's like, no, you actually have to have systems in place.
Yeah.
To make things function properly. So now I just do what he says on that kind of stuff.
There you go. You got your business partner side of you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it makes things a lot easier because all I have to focus on is the clients and doing the work for them. And then he's like, okay, this is how it needs to flow. Like, if, for example, it was his idea to have the packages run from the 1st to the 30th.
Mm.
He's like, you know, it gives you time when people sign up, and then you know, every single first, everyone's packages are starting over because we do 8 per month. So he's like, you know, this is how you're going to keep it super organized.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so helpful because now I know, okay, I have until the 1st to get all of the clients set up properly. And there's kind of like an intake. Like, I think I told you when you asked me that question, you sign up through the site and then we send you an intake form.
Mm.
And in that period before I start working, I really have to like get to know the client.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go back and read all their old blog posts and just like really get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
So that period of time, it's like so helpful. So yeah, operations are so important.
Yeah, I love operational sides, which is weird for me because I'm always thought I was more the creative. But when it comes to operations, I like go crazy over it.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I don't know. I don't get it. I'm like,
I think it's a weird love for sure. Okay, so how do you guys get clients? Is it mostly word of mouth, or what's the best way you bring the influencers in?
So for the most part, it's referrals. It's usually, and this is actually kind of funny because we've actually been open and doing this since last January. So a year and a half now, I guess.
Oh, I didn't know that. Amazing.
Yeah, so I started doing it just as like freelance kind of. I just emailed a couple people and I was like, I'm going to be doing this. And will you hire me?
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. If you are like thinking of launching a business, I totally believe in the bootstrap model. Like, you don't need to have a website and have all this stuff to start doing you. I literally was emailing people, like emailing bloggers who are so like into Instagram and aesthetics and all this stuff. And I would just email them on my personal Gmail and be like, hey, I'm Jordan. Will you hire me? This is how I can help you. Shout out to my first client, Amy of the Luxy Look. She was the first person that ever like was like, sure. So I just emailed people. And then now, ever since then, it's kind of just been word of mouth. So it grew super organically, just happy clients saying, go and
awesome.
Work with Jordan. And influencer SEO. And now we have a website, an Instagram, and we're just trying to put out like really informative content for influencers, stuff that they should know, stuff that's empowering them. We put stuff out, like the other day we posted something about the influencer ROI and how it compares to the traditional media ROI.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Just to showcase like influencers, you add so much value to brands. So like you need to value yourself and price yourself accordingly. And also, you know, don't be upset if somebody doesn't hire you, because the brands that are hiring you get it. And it's not just because it's like the cool thing to do. You literally add more value than other forms of advertising. So stuff like that. And people just like DM us or email us.
That's awesome.
And I respond.
And I respond.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Okay, so what's been the most challenging thing about starting influence SEO?
So the most challenging thing, honestly, I really feel like because of my past failures, all of the things that would have been challenging, I've found solutions to in this in this space. And the thing that I now just focus on is the thing that like makes me tick, which is helping influencers.
That's awesome.
So I feel like the challenging stuff is like accounting and HR and
And
I have a business partner for that. So I think as far as that goes, I also think sometimes it can be hard to just schedule. Like I definitely have a tendency to spend a lot of time with clients, like, which I love. And I wouldn't say is like a hard thing, but I totally will spend like 2 hours on the client with a phone going over, or on the phone going over like why they should be on Shop Style versus Reward Style. And sometimes I'm like, okay, I just spent 2 hours and I need to work. But yeah, I wouldn't say that's a negative. I still think that's a positive because I love helping them, even if it has nothing to do with SEO.
And that builds the human connection as well, which people crave.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. And it makes my clients make more money. So,
yeah,
you know, or makes them grow. So
win-win.
Yeah.
Okay. So on the flip side, what's been the most rewarding thing since starting influencer SEO?
Definitely seeing the numbers improve.
Cool.
Like my favorite thing to do is to go through Google Analytics and compare their traffic to today, from today or from the last few months to before they were working with me, and just show like, wow, your traffic has increased by 3 times, or, you know, 300% increase. You can go on our website. We have all these results of things we've earned for clients, real clients. And it's just amazing to see like how SEO can really move the needle. And I'm talking like double, triple your traffic. So that's definitely my favorite thing. And just seeing them gain rankings and be excited. Because sometimes I think people blogging or influencers are like, how am I going to grow? How am I going to get this to the point? And then getting them there and being like, you're here. And then they're there.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really awesome. I love that. That must be really rewarding to see, to like visually see that growth.
Yeah, I mean, and that, yeah, that's the thing, is with Google Analytics and with all the different software we use, it's so trackable and it's measurable. So it's, you can see it.
Yeah.
And seeing also just the rate of growth prior to working us versus the rate of growth from working with us. You know, we track things all with graphs. So you'll see, you know, the needle's not really moving. It's kind of steady, steady, and then it'll just shoot up.
That's awesome.
And I just get so stoked.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
You can tell that you get really stoked. I love it.
Oh, I do. I mean, it's fun. It's cool.
Yeah.
And it's something that in this industry, like, again, with just like Instagram and everyone being like, how can I grow my following? And then I'm like, oh, well, now that you have this amazing ranking on page one, if you want to grow your Instagram, let's put links to your Instagram in this blog post.
Yeah.
Because we know that 1,000 people now are going to come to this post every single month that don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So let's make your Instagram a focus here. And then they get what they've always wanted, but it's like from a different angle versus just spending time on Instagram with hashtags and trying to engage and like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Okay, so before we wrap up, is there anything that we should look forward to from Influencer SEO?
So, yes, there actually is. It's my opinion that all social networks are pretty much similar to search engines.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start getting into different platform optimization. So expect soon, hopefully soon. I do move slow, I will say. but expect for sure maybe some like YouTube optimization services.
Whoa.
Maybe some Pinterest.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, Pinterest is what, like the only, YouTube and Pinterest are the only search engine. Am I saying that right?
You
know what I mean?
Honestly,
you can search through them instead of Instagram where it's just like hashtags. Like you can actually rank on certain keywords.
Yeah, well, I would say YouTube is owned by Google. So,
there you go.
Yeah. And then Pinterest is the most like a search engine, in my opinion. It's just images instead of just articles. Links.
Yeah.
But it's very similar. It's just not as complex and not as, I guess, like, what's the word? Advanced as Google.
Got it.
But yeah, I actually tell all of my clients, if you are trying to move the needle and you're not able to like work on your SEO, focus on Pinterest, because that is, in my experience, that's the platform that you can actually move the needle the most. So anyone out there, if you're like, I don't know what to do and I can't hire you for SEO, then like get your Pinterest game on point because you will see a difference there.
Interesting. That's a good tip.
Yeah. 30 to 100 pins per day. That's what it takes.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I've always been not fascinated, but interested in how Pinterest works, but I've never really dived into it full force.
I did a 2-day seminar with Pinterest.
Oh, cool.
It was so interesting. If anyone wants Pinterest tips, just email me. I'll send you some stuff.
You'll send her some. Perfect. Yeah. That's awesome.
I'll send you some tips.
Okay, so let everybody know where they can find you.
Okay, so you can find us on Instagram at InfluencerSEO, or you can find us on our website, www.influencerseo.com. We like to keep it super, super simple. And then if you want to reach out directly, our email's on our Instagram, or my personal email is jordan@influencerseo.com. And that's pretty much it. If you want a free evaluation of your site, you can just go to our website. We have a page and we do like free SEO evaluations. So you can find out how many rankings you have, how many errors you have on your site. If you just want like a view of where you're at and how you're doing.
Cool. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming on. This was awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Okay. For more things, Scout, you can follow me on Instagram at by.scout. That's by.scout. And you can check out my culture lifestyle blog, reviewbyscout.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to subscribe, rate, review, comment on iTunes. This helps me create episode after episode. I will catch you later. But before I go, here is the quote of the week from Karen Lamb. A year from now, you will wish you had started today. With that, farewell and adieu.